Crack Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I personally do not agree with, and I drag it into the light. Yes, I drag it kicking and screaming, like a demon that drags a fucking virgin into hell. I drag the bad guys by their fucking ankles and just, let them get burnt up by the sun. Yeah, today will be no different. We got some news and articles, and today I am honored, deeply honored to have a very competent person as a second mic, a very great host in his own rights, the Honorable Slim Swayze. Slim, how you doing?
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm so far so good, man. Went on some job interviews, because contrary to popular belief, I don't get no damn checks from the government yet.
No, man. You sure as hell, we all know it, there's no money in doing radio.
Yeah, no. No, there really isn't. I do this for the love, so, check out Slim Swayze show. Take the red pill Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Eastern.
Can you swear on here?
Yeah, dude.
Swear? Yeah, okay. Yeah, take the red pill, learn the motherfucking truth, man.
Damn Skippy.
So what issues do you want to talk about? I'm pretty much on. I had a couple weeks off the last couple weeks with some personal shit, and I'm usually on Monday to Friday, 5 till 8 p.m. Eastern, but I'm cutting it back, and I'm on, at least 3 days a week now, just whenever that's 3 days a week at least.
Yeah, I hear you. I took yesterday off myself. I mean, you gotta, like, get your own situation, strong before you could start doing this again, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and I do 3 hours usually every day, and Monday to Friday, 3 hours every day, Monday to Friday, was getting to be a bit much for me.
Yeah, dude, I hear you, man. I hear myself bleeding through real bad.
Oh, okay, yeah, let me grab my headphones. Let me grab my headphones. So yeah, I want to let everybody know too, anybody listening, I got a really good show coming up tomorrow if you want to check it out, man. I got a Canadian anarchist hip-hop group called Test Their Logic. They they were actually targeted at the G20 in Toronto last June and arrested because of a song they do called Crash the Meeting. And they were arrested bogusly. They were put under ridiculous bail conditions where they weren't allowed to be around each other. Therefore, they couldn't make music. But the charges were dropped, and now they're back together. They're doing a tour, and they'll be on the show tomorrow.
Very good. That sounds cool. Where do you do your show out of? Where are you based out of? You sound like you have a Canadian accent.
I'm Canadian. I was just outside of Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
All right, cool. So you're a Canigga.
Yeah.
A Canuck, my nigga Canuck.
Yeah, just outside of Toronto, man. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I heard that G20 was kind of nuts over there.
Yeah, it was, man. It was crazy. A lot of people, there's still some people sitting in jail, actually, but, a guy, Alex Hundert, was sent in jail he was preemptively arrested for something he hadn't even done. They were throwing conspiracy charges at everybody, guns blazed, arrested him, threw him in jail. He went to a university to speak about it. They rearrested him after he left the stage and said that it was a public demonstration, which is complete bullshit. And then he sat in jail again, right up again, until, like, 2 months ago. So he was in jail from June until, like, February on trumped-up conspiracy charges.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, if they don't want you to do anything, if they're afraid of you, they're gonna make up crap, or you know, what they're really trying to do is they're trying to scare other people from doing it, because then they'd be like, oh well, I don't want to get arrested. I don't got money to fight the case like that. I don't know how I'll fare in a court.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah. Well, also too, you notice people, if they don't have any money or their family doesn't have any money, like if they're arrested, that's, you know, it's like I believe his name's Ryan Rainfall. He's still in jail right now. He's a Native American, and his family has no money. So basically, he sat and rotted in jail because nobody can come up with the bail, even though it's probably a no cash bail because they don't have any assets. He's not allowed to get bailed out, and that's just bullshit. It's like you have to have money to be able to get bail. You know,
wow.
Even just ridiculous.
So you can't just raise the money, you know, like donations and pull your money together and get them out. He actually
well,
has
people
to...
can do that sometimes, but it the thing is too no in this situation. No, because they want somebody to have to bail him out, to be his surety, you know, to make sure that he goes to court and doesn't, you know, and basically they want, you know, they want assets.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, look, I was actually watching this interview, the last interview that Tupac did before he got shot and killed. He's talking about how the prison industrial complex is big business, how it will feed a town. So, of course, I mean, he was talking about how they get fined for bad behavior, like if there was a fight, if they killed somebody, they would actually charge them.
Yeah.
Charge them money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course,
yeah,
they I mean, that's what it's all about. It's not about correcting the crimes or rehabilitating people. It's about making money.
No, not at all. They don't give a fuck about that. It's all about money. And anybody who's been through the court system can tell you. It's nothing but theatrics. You know, it's just bullshit. These people act like they're, you know, the one side and one's the other. And you're, you know, your defensive attorney trying to play for you and prosecuting attorneys is, you know, enemy or whatever. And it's just theatrics. They go out and have lunch together. You know, they play golf together. They act like they don't know what's going to happen to you either, and they already know ahead of time what's going down.
Yeah, like my friend Christy, they're trying to appoint a court-appointed attorney that's paid by the state, but not only is he paid by the state, he's the prosecutor in the next town.
Yeah, my headphones are fucking up here a little bit. You were breaking up a bit on me.
Oh. No,
I don't know what's up with my head.
Yeah, is it my headphones or is it me?
No, it's mine.
You,
mine. The one ear started fucking up, and now the other one is a bit, so it's going in and out. It's good
you
now, though.
You better go to Best Buy before it goes out of business.
Just take the headphones off and, mute it when you're not talking so it doesn't echo when he talks.
Yeah, I could do that too. Yeah, that's good. That'd probably be harder for discussion. Anyways, yeah, we got Mike Hutchinson on the line. Mikey.
What's up, man?
The newly appointed anarchist, the president of the Anarchist Society for the Advancement of Anarch-Conservatism.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Where's that in New York?
No, nowhere because
throughout the whole United States.
It doesn't exist. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Anarchist conservatism, Bart. I didn't get, but there's all these different fucking branches off now that I don't. You know, it's hard to follow politically. I consider myself an anarchist, but I don't like this anarchist anarchist capitalism, or
yeah.
I don't know half of this new shit, man. What's the anarchist monarchism and shit? Like, isn't that a contradiction?
Oh, you have anarchist. What anarchist monarchism is supposed. anarcho-capitalist slash agorist, whatever term you want to use.
I don't get that, though. Anarcho-capitalist, isn't that a contradiction in terms?
What's also silly is me being the president mayor of the United States of anarchy.
Okay, so, but yeah. How is that a contradiction?
Capitalism,
capitalism, I don't know.
I guess capitalism isn't bad if it's to a certain small degree, but so that means that you're kind of an anarchist, and when it comes to capitalism, you only agree with anything that's like mom and pop-ish, like no multinational corporations, but capitalism is a good thing, or?
Here's the problem. Okay, people bring up, what about the corporation? Without a state, there could be no such thing as a corporation. A corporation is a legal distinction. It couldn't exist. There's no way in the world it could exist. Now, people might worry about oligopolies or, more rarely, monopolies. But if you didn't have all of these types of regulations that prevent the smaller businesses from starting up and then competing, it would be much more likely to happen. And if an oligopoly or a monopoly existed, it wouldn't last long. So, I mean, I see the other forms of anarchism to be contradiction. Anarcho-syndicalism, anarcho-socialism / communism, depending on who wants to call it what. These I see to be a big problem because they don't accept anybody having private property. These systems would have to be forced. They would have to be forced.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work unless it's on a worldwide scale. With all the resources that you need that exist in different parts of the world, and all of that being shared, that would have to be forced.
Yeah, I would definitely think that people should put their heads together and figure something out, because capitalism definitely isn't working the way it's going right now on this global economy.
I got an idea. We should do the Venus Project and have everything in libraries, so that way, let's say your girl needs to borrow a dildo. She could go to these libraries and get a sex toy and a strap-on for you. See, that's the one thing I hate about the Venus Project. I'll have to go to the damn library to pick up
When I first heard about it and started looking into it at the start, I thought it seemed like, of course, like communism. It seemed like it's a good idea. It just doesn't work, you know? But then the more I looked into it,
it's not a good idea even to start out with. It's not even a good idea to start out with.
Well, it sounds good. When you read it on paper, when you read Marx, it sounds good to me anyway, you know, but it just nothing would ever work. As we all know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So you can't have it where everybody's on an even keel, you know. Some people work harder than others. Some people don't, you know. Abolition of private property, I don't necessarily think that's a good thing, but...
No.
Other than that, I think that it's, a good thing that people share, and, you know, some people, everybody has something. I think that here in North America, I'd be willing to give up some of this consumerism bullshit so that other people in different parts of the world could have clean water to drink, you know.
My
only problem with communism is if you don't have no personal property, which means you're going to be sharing some boxes with somebody, and you know there's going to be at least one wise ass with crabs.
Yeah.
I've got multiple problems with communism. I've brought this up before. It was the other night. Anybody needs to read the Communist Manifesto. It's written there in black and white. And it's the most sickly things that I've ever read. It talks about the abolition of the family and all that. And then I heard Jacques Fresco the other day on a video, this cut-faced moron, talk about, well, in my videos, I use the family because that's what exists now. In the future, there's going to be no family. Fuck you, bastard. Fuck you, Jacques.
Part three was really bad because you see see how they were pushing the whole, like, you know, part three was really, yeah, it was brave, so Brave New World-ish, you know, by the time, like, the first two I didn't mind, and then the third one, it was like, oh, okay, you're, you know, putting in some good shit to, like, reel people in, so by the third one, you know, the dummies are like, oh, this shit's good, this shit, you know, and then they buy right into the third part, and it's total fucking, you know, New World Order, Brave New World fucking, you know, it's just bullshit.
I liked part of the third, I mean, part of the third one I thought was great when they were going into detail what human nature really is.
At the very start and stuff, a lot of it I do, yeah, some of it I do agree with, you know, but...
I agree with that, but they took you to a false conclusion at the end of it, and that's the problem.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And conversation over. Wow. Hello?
Well, yeah, no, my headphones fucked up, so now I gotta mute out when I'm not talking, because my headphones, I was fucking around with it, and I broke the tip off, so they're done now.
Oh. See, that's what happens. It's all fun and games until you break the tip.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's fucking...
I get it.
It's no going back now.
Don't
you get
break
it,
the
Mike?
Tip.
Yeah, don't break the tip.
Yeah.
That will be painful.
Yeah. Yeah, God, this bliss is like, ouch. So, yeah, no, speaking of which, I live in New York City, which is a very liberal ass city. And you always get these wise asses that are either collecting money for Greenpeace, or they all buy these products that say green on the title, so that way they can feel like they're actually making a difference without making a difference.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, there's this one spot. They call this a green dry cleaner, and I just had a feeling that he just puts green on the title, so that way he could charge an extra $20. So
yeah, exactly. That's the problem now. They charge up the ass.
Yeah, I mean, this guy...
So,
I mean,
and then people feel that they go and spend that extra money so that they feel that they're, you know, they got the free pass, like they're doing something good for the world because they spend an extra fucking $20 to do their laundry when really they didn't do shit except be suckered in to be more of a consumer.
Exactly. I mean, look, this guy... I mean, I go to the regular-ass dry cleaner, get $10, get my suit cleaned. Suit and tie, $10. These assholes, they're spending upwards of $40 to get shit done. I know this because, you know, a family member went there thinking she was gonna do something, doing something good, and she just realized, wow, this is freaking expensive. So she's back to the regular dry cleaner. And I kind of thought, I found some articles basically proving that this whole organic green dry cleaning is not so green after all, because in order to get the clothes clean, they still need to use a toxic chemical, which produces toxic waste, which means it's still harmful for the environment.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no getting around it. There's no getting around it. I know that, especially the traditional dry cleaners, people that like live above apartments and shit, above dry cleaners, like that people like are getting cancer and shit like that because it's so terrible for you.
Yeah, I mean, I found this article on this blog called the haystackneedleonline.com. It's a blog, so I decided to just mirror it on Crush Out Radio, and just this is one of the articles, and let me read it. Ben Jarvie debunked a big myth I had believed. I thought that organic dry cleaners are eco-friendly. Wrong. That's just one of the many environmental choices he uncovers in his fantastic book, The Big Green Apple, Your Guide to Eco-Friendly Living in New York City. Turns out organic dry cleaners use a toxic chemical you want to stay away from. The greenest option involves CO2. Go figure it, that organic equal bad, and CO2 equals good. I make a weekly drop-off to our dry cleaner, so I was thrilled to find out what's green and what's not when it comes to dry cleaning. So, I mean, she goes into a whole interview with dry cleaning here, and the first question was, well, when you see a sign that says organic dry cleaning, what does that mean? And Ben Jervy answers, I think organic dry cleaning is often one of the great consumer greenwashing scams. It doesn't It doesn't mean everyone's business is a scam, but in many cases it is. A dry cleaner can actually label themselves as an organic dry cleaner when they use this chemical, one of the most dangerous carcinogenic chemicals called PERC. In chemical terms, PERC is a volatile organic compound. A lot of people are getting their clothes dry cleaned thinking it's a chemical-free process, bringing their clothes home in those plastic bags and putting their clothes in the closet. It's a huge joke. They're thinking, oh, we're saving the planet by throwing a couple dollars at the situation. When I mean, they're not really fighting the real environmental issue.
No, they're not doing shit. They're not doing shit. Except, you know, trying to make themselves feel better about it, you know.
Yeah, it is.
They just want to forget about it. Like, oh, I paid my $20 extra and I'm doing something good about it, yet they're not really doing anything. They're just buying into what, you know, they're just got sold, basically, you know.
Yeah, Goddess Bliss, she makes I'm assuming it's a she. Well, by the name of Goddess. I could be wrong. It could be a tranny, so he/she. I love those new eco-friendly washers and dryers. They're like 5Gs. Give me a break. I could buy a used Honda for that. Apparently, she's not a tranny.
Some of them, they should come down in price, but it's about time that they had some of this technology anyway. Like, some of them, they can tell how dry the clothes are so that they stop earlier and shit. Like, a friend of mine has one at his apartment, and it was kind of slick. They use less water, and, you know, you don't get the clothes out of the dryer where they're, like, too damp or they're, like, really, really hot. Like, there's sensors that tell the machine when it's done. But you figure by now that they'd have that shit anyway.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because it makes too much sense, and they're not going to be able to make enough money if they give us that technology. That's what it's really about, is making money, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But the thing that's wrong with it is that in order for them to sell these, they have to try to scam you into selling them. I mean, if you really want to make change and attack the real issues of environmentalism and, well, I mean, look, just say this. Look, you want to use less electricity? You want to spend less money on energy costs? Buy this washing machine and dryer, loses less electricity, get your clothes just as clean, bada bing, bada boom, you're selling them like fucking hotcakes.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I mean, that's how you do it. I mean, look, they can make the technology cheap so that way people could afford them and all that. But no, what they do is, we're just going to give you this TV that even when it's off, it stays on.
Yeah, anything to make it, make more money. And they make shit so that it doesn't, they could make things last way longer than they do, but they don't, you know. It's like light bulbs. They 100 years ago, the light bulbs that they made would last like fucking 10 years, 20 years. They can make a light bulb last forever. They just refuse to.
Yeah, no, so, of course.
They
can't, of course.
They
I think
would
that
make
people need
more
to
money
be
out.
Really, really careful when they go about blaming the market and all these things, and it's horrible to make money. This is where this all leads down to. And if you had a market, you had a truly free market, you would have an equilibrium. And what I mean by that is they wouldn't last forever, but they wouldn't be like, shit, you would everybody in the market got it, then all those jobs would be gone. But at the same time, if you made them like crap, where they fall apart left and right, nobody's going to buy it. So you would have an equilibrium in the middle of
it. Tyrannosaurus piss tastes delicious.
You would reach that point in the middle that suits everybody's interests. That's how a market would handle that.
Well, that, but that's the thing, though. I mean, it's not, if that's, you're talking about if we really had a truly free market. But we don't, because, I mean, look, if you've ever watched that documentary, Who Killed the Electric Car, there were so many factors. People wanted these cars. People wanted it. The market was pushing for it. Normal people were pushing it. But no, the gas industry was heavily lobbying against it, because it would have meant a cut in their profits. Not really, because if you think about it, how do you make electricity? You still have to burn oil to push the turbines.
Yes, but it wouldn't have made as much, and it wouldn't have used it as much of the oil. And that's the problem when you have the state sponsored Frankenstein version of it, where the state puts all these restrictions on things.
Well, I mean, look, just think about it. If people use less gas, the state would get less tax revenue. I don't know how it is in Canada, but in the United States, they put taxes. They tax you up the ass. They tax your gas. They tax
you. Yeah, they don't tax us as hard here on lottery winnings and shit like that. I don't know. Like, I think that we don't get taxed nearly as bad on lots of different things, I don't think. I know you guys, like, when you guys spend the lottery there, don't they take, like, 50% and shit?
Oh, no, they take more than 50%, because they gotta be like, oh, well, we gotta take this piece for education. We gotta take this for your federal and your state and your city. Congratulations, here's the dollar you spent on the lottery to get back.
You won $68 million, here's $100.
Yeah. And by the way, we're gonna tax you again on that $68 million we already took since you know.
No doubt. I wanna send a shout out to my friend the homegirl Bliss. She's in the chat room right now and she's tuned in. Bliss does she's got a cool site called killtheillusion.com. You should check it out. And she also does music. She just she was featured on Luca's new album. She did like four tracks.
Oh, that's that Bliss. Hold on.
The American dream really is cool. And I think that's... Yeah, right.
Been sequestered in the studio. Temperament is moody, yo. The temperature is soothing, though, enough to let the toolie go. Excuse me, flow, not ready to be whipped. It truly knows, steaming and now hot. You seen Egypt. Be crisp, just like the target broke. Kind of creepish, started at the bar in Oaks. See, people who run the world don't run for office. Machines do, so need to bring the gun to caucus. Cautious and pumped up like Mark Essex. He told me to take cover, fuck that, I jet it. Bang, bang, boss a swang on a hang gang. Awesome, that could season sauces for Lang Wang. Laid back, paid back from east to west. West to east, put this beast to rest. Unleash the peace, it's unfleshed.
We'll fight and endure and win together.
Take, step, light, breath, breathe, hold, give, soul. Take your step back, life's one breath left. We will hold death, give
your soul death. Your code is your culture, provided and perverted. Reverse it, we're part of this shit, highly subverted. Miley Cyrus assigned the wild poster child. Serious, starring the virus, it's in your home now. Throw down, what's the lowdown? We get a hard copy, something like Nagasaki. Feel sorry for your mommy, the toughest thing would be to keep your sanity. Tried to keep the family together and they abandoned me. What have we become of late? It's such a mad world. All kinds of weaponry laid, it's been a bad girl. All to the natives, made a non-stop offer. From the builders of the silver columns, rockin' Gibraltar. Fuck it, nothing's changed, this is just a numbers game. Plus the sum total doesn't equal a buck in a change. Strange, united but subdivided. The toxins coincided, fuck you, you know you like it.
Step, like breath. We hold, give, soul, take your step back. Life, one breath left.
We'll sell death. Give your love so death. Smoke kush, not coke like Bush. One toke over the ledge and left him on his tush. Shush, I push more words but hard arguments. Being myself always ends up starting shit. Abuse the plaintiff, the bench trial's oppressing me. The judge is a fag, fuck his bailiff is right next to me. In ecstasy, will he just declare the case? A basket case, spit shine his plastic face. Disaster to the master race, getting giddy. It's not so safe, still living in the city. The reward for conformity is everybody likes you. Cause everybody's like you, fuck what you might do. Psycholinguistics, I might go ballistic. Wind up on a hit list, cause I explain the premise. Remember my shit before I'm sent adrift. Dead with the fish, but within your head, except the skip.
Take, step, life, breath, we hold. Give, soul, take your step back. Life, one breath left. We will hold death. Give your soul death.
Death. That's right. That was Luca featuring Bliss with their song Lost.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wasn't muted. I thought I was muted, and I wasn't the whole time. Sorry about that.
I was singing along. I was singing along to Bliss.
She's really good, man. She's very talented, and she's really driven, too, man. She's a good writer, too. She, not just musically, but she does some blogging on her website, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, no, maybe I should have her on. Maybe I should have her on and link up her site. Because, you know, I didn't know what she I don't know what she looks like, but I think I got a crush on her now.
Well, she's married, but she's cute.
It doesn't matter. No one's perfect.
Yeah. No, she's a good friend, man. She's really cool, and she's really good with music and really driven. She's out there doing blogs. She's getting the radio shows going. She's, you know, making an album. She's, you know, doing mad shit all the time. She's definitely a Slim Swayze fam, that's for sure.
Oh, she is? Oh, well. I didn't know. I was like, oh, who's that chick, man? Luca been finding everyone. Yeah. So Kill the
Man, that new album that he just dropped is amazing.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. He's kick ass.
Echo.
Oh,
I don't
know. Oh, wait, what?
So what's on topics now, guys? What do you want to talk about?
By the way, happy...
You know, you're on other people's shows, so...
Yeah, no. Oh, by the way, happy late Hitler's birthday.
That was yesterday.
So,
nothing big happened. Nothing really evil happened yesterday in the news or anything, did it?
I did something really evil. I rolled my eyes at somebody.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Ugh, how you like that? So, oh yeah, did you hear, I don't know what's going on over there in Canada. I don't have a lot of Canadian news. But, yes, apparently Michigan police, when they stop you for, Michigan State police, apparently when they stop you for minor infractions, they can scan your cell phone to see where you've been.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's been big news because Apple, their phones, they log where you've been. On CNN today, on CNN, they were actually interviewing this lady from some tech blog. And she's like, well, this is just local, you know, you have to have access to the phone and your computer where the iTunes is stored and where you sync your for them to get it. But according
yeah, bullshit.
To this
all they gotta do is have a warrant. It's like my buddy, the police fucking called OnStar, had OnStar unlock his Escalade. They stole $25,000 out of it. There was nothing he could do. And also, while he was driving around talking business, as he was a drug dealer, they were recording everything that was said in his Escalade and ended up arresting him for it because of it. You know, even though he's a Chevrolet customer, it didn't matter. The OnStar was more than willing to, you know, work with the police and have his vehicle bugged, you know, against him.
Oh, yeah, no, the Michigan police don't need a warrant to search your cell phone. Apparently, they don't just take your iPhone or your smartphone. They plug it into this device, see where you've been.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, where you know, it's like you can't do nothing. I mean, in New York here, I mean, I wrote an article about it, how we have the TSA in the New York City, the TSA in the New York City subway system. Checking people's bags and shit.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yo, do you have a thing that people can listen in on your show with Android?
No.
Like iPhones, but not iPhones. The other thing, Android, I guess. I don't know.
Not yet, because since I'm on TalkShoe, as soon as I find a way how to... Do my radio show like you do and be able to play sounds like I do.
Yeah, I got mine set up so people with iPhones can, but I don't have anything for Android yet. I'm gonna look into that.
Oh wait, okay. There is a way not to listen to mine, but if they want, it's very easy for you to set up. You go to yourmuse.fm, that's yourmuze.fm. You set up an account. It's free. You take your streaming link, you put it in there, you put a description of your network, blah 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 blah, blah, and all people gotta do is then on their phone they go to the Your Muse mobile site, click your link on it after they put it on their list, and boom, they're listening on their cell phone.
Oh, cool.
It's no big deal. I mean, I hope to do that soon, so that way people can listen to this show live on the go, or you know, or I can do it like Alex Jones and play my show 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I have the documents. Click, click, click.
Yeah, I'm going to figure this out and get it going on my site. I do have the iPhone ones. There's two of them. I have their links that people can click to, and it'll take them to the App Store. It's a free app that people can listen to Shoutcast on it. So,
I mean, other than that, people got to pay, you know, to have that made in.
Click, click, click.
So yeah, there's that, and okay, next. What's next on the topic train? Yes. This was on Dr. Henry Mackle's site, another Canadian that I've actually had on this show as well. Henry Mackle, he's brilliant. The man is brilliant. You can listen to the interview. Go to crackshotradio.com/interviews, and you can listen to the whole show. Dr. Henry Mackle. He actually wrote this article. Is the truth movement false opposition? And apparently, in this article, the entire truth movement is false opposition. To suppose that the elite did not anticipate the truth movement is to suppose that they had no plan for this demographic, and that they stand helpless and slack-jaw while the movement undermines their plans. Right from the start, they released targeted disclosure, such as the story of Ada's passport at Ground Zero. Surely anyone capable of processing information would smell a rat there. And they knew this. But also they knew that the lemmings form is everything. Excuse me. And the simple fact that it was passed off as legit by experts would be enough for them to be satisfied. The movement was permitted plans because they knew what the truth movement failed to see. That the vast majority of humans are totally unconcerned about matters of principle. Only direct threats can rouse them.
Hmm.
I mean, he goes, if you like to see Alex Jones totally expose himself as a shill, I mean, there's a video. And it also amazes me that 9/11 truthers cheer for Jesse Ventura disclosures and yet fail to note that Time Warner pays for his show, or that the mainstream media is sounding the alarm over the New World Order.
You know what? Well, I mean, you know, you're familiar with Mark Dice?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to Mark Dice, supposedly. I've been talking to him for a little over a year now on SoulSeek, and I was talking to Mark Dice last night. And I have the screenshots that I can send you because I think you'll be very interested in them. And I was talking to him last night, and let me just read off some of these screenshots. We were talking a bit about, like I said, why wouldn't? You were talking about Alex Jones. He says, "Hell, I've stayed in Alex's guest room." I said, I wouldn't brag about that, laugh out loud. Why wouldn't he out a 32nd degree Mason and We Are Change New York City? I said, and he says, why not? I said, what's up with We Are Change New York? And why would it take someone, people like myself or Derek in the Midwest? Do you know Derek in the Midwest? I asked him. I'm not sure if he knew who you are. I brought you up, or someone like Louis B to out a 32nd degree Freemason in the ranks, a group that is directly connected to Alex Jones. Why wouldn't he know about it? Is what I wrote.
Not to mention Luke Rakowski.
We get into that. I said, we can talk about the, I said, you should come on my show sometime. What's up with your, I'll have to look at your past shows, you know, your track record, he wrote, before I put myself out there. I said, it's a real small show. I wrote, Diamond in the Rough, pure do-it-yourself, unfunded. I run it all myself on zero budget. I made the site myself. I said, I had Doyle Shamley on my show on Bill Cooper's 9-year anniversary of his death. He said, that's the difference right there, light versus dark, good versus evil. Pick a side. Someone, I really wonder what side most of these truth seekers are really on. AJ has some strange practices / behaviors that I've observed. I'm not convinced he's truly working for good, you know? And then he gave me a link, exposingsatanism.org. I said, yeah, man, I think aliens, demons, same thing. He wrote, agreed. He's like, oh, it's like an energy. Mark Dice, and then where the Luke Radowski got brought up, I mentioned about that I said, oh, Luke Radowski, supposedly founder of We Are Change. I said, isn't it Dan Wallace? I said, well, what happened? It's funny that he's dead. And what did he wrote? He was like, oh, what did he say? I don't want to, that's what his same name was exactly the same as yours. Mark said he didn't want to get any further involved, and and Alex Jones is fucking, and Mark Dice knows him well. He's, like you said, he's been on stayed in his guest room, he knows him. I don't talk to Alex much these days. He sounds like your show is doing great. Was Mark, hey, I just looked at, yeah, so anyway, there's some really stuff that really stuck out here. I'll send you the screenshots so you can check them out yourself and read through them. But there's definitely some stuff that were pretty rough. It was pretty weird. I have some
ideas. Mark knows where his bread gets buttered. I mean, unfortunately, Alex is the biggest thing out there. I mean, because that, you know, if you want to get information disseminated quickly to a mass amount of people, I mean, you go on Alex Jones and you have to kiss a little ass and you gotta blind yourself to a lot of some nefarious activity he's done, who his connections are. I mean, the fact that he won't talk about certain things.
Yeah.
I mean, and have you noticed how he's gotten a little bit more political and less about conspiracy?
Yeah.
He's become more of a conservative talking.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to get any further involved, Mark. He didn't want to talk about it, but he definitely said that, when I talked about Luke Radowski and Dan Wallace being killed, he said it goes a lot deeper than you realize.
I never had the honor of meeting Dan Wallace. So I mean, and the reason why I say I never had the honor, because look, he's never done any harm to me. So on that basis alone, I will defend him, and I haven't heard anything bad that Dan Wallace has ever done. So, I mean, I suspect that Dan Wallace's death was a coup. Especially when you factor in everything that has happened. With Luke taking over, stealing the money.
Yep.
In fact, you think it ended? Because I just had the records from 2007. To 2008, because I was kicked. I mean, we were kicked out. It was a group of us who were kicked out. And then recently, it was revealed that Luke failed to turn over $11,000 that was meant for sick and dying first responders, because Luke was afraid that he's gonna catch a legal case, and that he's gonna need the money for a lawyer.
Yeah.
So first responders are going to be...
What, a murder charge?
Well, no, a fraud charge. Because Charlie Giles turn him in.
Yeah. Report him. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Too much shit went on, man. There's too much weird shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. It's sad. It really is. I mean, and unfortunately,
Are you there still?
That's the nature of the beast. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, you gotta stop being followers, stop worshiping people, stop, you know, riding people's jock and just look in the mirror and be like, I'm my own fucking hero.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're gonna bump a little. I mean, look, I've made some mistakes on the way, and I've admitted my mistakes over and over on this show.
We all make mistakes.
You know.
Yeah, we all do.
You know. I mean, but that's because, hey, there isn't no step-by-step guide on how to be a truther.
Well, there's no step-by-step guide on how to be a human, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'd say the Bible or something, but, you know, it's hard to, there's nothing wrong with making mistakes as long as people learn from them, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
So I think it's better when people make mistakes when they learn from them, at least, you know. That's the problem with most of the elites, is they make mistakes, and they make mistakes, they fall off the horse, yet they never have to pick themselves up and brush themselves off or learn from it, you know. So that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's, no, yeah,
you're
that's
right.
One of the
you're right totally
there.
Right. You're totally right.
Right.
You're not telling any lies, you know?
No doubt. Well, Listen, before I go, I want to take a minute just to send some shout-outs and stuff, if that's cool.
Go right ahead, man. Have fun.
Cool. Well, I want to definitely first, shout out the whole Slim Swayze fam, DJ Mind Control, Eclipse, Sleek D, you know, everybody that is part of the crew over on SlimSwayze.com. We're putting a mixtape together, me and my man DJ Mind Control. It should be done and finished by June. There's going to be tons and tons of artists on there. It's all going to be activist-based and independent and underground hip-hop. I want to send a shout-out to, Prince E, my man Eternal Love, Bliss, KillTheIllusion.com, my man Dano. I want to send out love to my man out in the UK, Ungovernable Resistance, DIYBlogspot.com. Tester Logic coming on tomorrow at 5 p.m. And also next week I got Cutmaster Kirk coming on, famous DJ from the one and only Cool Keith. And really stoked about that, man. So, that's what's up.
Blup, 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 blup.
So, yeah, man, thanks for having me on, bro. And get at me.
Anytime.
We'll get you on my show sometime soon. And keep doing your thing, bro.
All right.
Why don't you give a shout out to Alex Jones?
Shut up. So, yeah, that was Slim Swayze. Check him out Monday through Friday. I don't know. Whenever he's on, I guess. I don't know. I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. I subscribe to Bliss's channel. Subscribe to Bliss's channel. Just go to Sirius Messages. That's Sirius Messages on the YouTube. Check her out. And also go, I'm going to actually put the link to download Luca's thing. I got to freaking put it on crowdshotradio.com/downloads and then just do a little write-up on it. Yeah, man. So anyways, yeah, this is, fuck it. I might as well end the show now because not that I don't got anything, it's just, I'm tired.
At 10:54?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You want me to do like an hour show?
Oh yeah. All right. Well, you try waking up early and going on 2 fucking job interviews.
Come on, man. Krista does 2 hours.
Dude, Christy has guests like on every show, so of course she can do 2 hours. So. Oh man. So anyways, let me give my shout outs. Let's thank Casey, Goddess Bliss, Jim Bit My Short, Slim Swayze, Hole 2TH, Samian, and Anon, Mike Hutchinson. Check out crowdshotradio.com every day, Monday through Friday. Oh, tomorrow we're gonna have a special guest. On, his name is, Dick Masterson. He is a staunch, chauvinist. He believes in chauvinism. He embraces chauvinism. So we're gonna have him on to discuss it even more. Just go to crutchoutradio.com. I have it sticky there, some of his videos. Just give him a, check him out. He has a website, menarebetterthanwomen.com. It's gonna be a very interesting show tomorrow. So that's gonna be a blast. So again, it was great having Slim Swayze on. So anyways, this has been a Crotch Shot Radio Show. From my house to your house.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Mahalo. What are you, Medea?
Yes.
Oh, okay, go put on a dress. Hope you're alright, it's been love to me, take it alright, I'm not the place to stop being here by baby, still a little bit more, you might have met me, you come a man first, go around me by life, it's crap for people, I think that it's you, what is it? Oh, retarded like almost all the goddamn time. Always with the stupid shit.